He controls the weather. Written by Emma Sanguis. Read by Calicuria. Fandoms. Lilo and Stitch. Moana. This story features no pairings, has not been rated, and has been tagged. No archive warning supply. The stories fade to myth, and then to legend in just a few generations. But none of that keeps Maui from Moana's kin. At first, they all point to the sky, at the too large hawk that swoops down low to squawk at them and their sails. But then, less and less, they stop looking up. So Maui starts taking to the ocean. And it's there that he meets Lilo, so small and so, so young, her head cradled against her arms as she sobs. It's not a difficult thing, reading human grief, not when they wear it so openly. So, after a brief argument, Maui convinces the ocean to come in just a little bit sooner and wrap up little Lilo, who wears her however many great-grandmother's face, in a tender embrace as he himself nips at her toes. Lilo, sniffling still, giggles at the sensation, and it's a sound that takes Maui back, so he does it again and again. "Are you hungry?" Lilo asks, her child's lisp slurring the words just slightly before she wanders away from the water's edge just long enough to grab at a brown paper sack. She pulls a sandwich out of it and feeds it piece by delicious piece to Maui. It's peanut butter, if Maui's taste buds are to be believed, and he revels in every bite. When the sandwich is gone, Maui dances between Lilo's legs, doing little figure eights until she's giggling again. Then there's a voice from on high, calling for Lilo. "I have to go," she says. But she's only two steps gone before she turns back to Maui and says, "Wait! You need a name!" Lilo puts a finger to her cheek as she thinks hard about it. Then she nods to herself and points at Maui and, with all the authority a child can muster, declares, "Pudge! Your name is Pudge." Maui doesn't even try to argue, just swims in tight, delighted circles. And if that day overall of Hawaii is milder, if the sun shone just a little bit brighter, well, none but the ocean could accuse Pudge of anything at all. The end.